listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.
Welcome back to the second hour of Broad Topics here on LATalkRadio.com. I am Lauren Nickerson, joined tonight by LaFern Cusack, Lauren Kelly, and our special guest, Stacey Lewis. But that was just not enough show. We had to add some men. The movie guys are here. Welcome back, movie guys.
Hello.
Good to be here. Good to be your men.
Yeah, we like having men here on this show. This is Adam Witt and Paul Preston, the movie guys, here to tell us about what movies we should and should not be seeing. Start off with just... indulge me, Paul and Adam. The Hunger Games is opening this weekend. Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and did you go to the big fan event?
I only read the first book, but then now I'm just turning into a 12-year-old girl right in front of you. I'm like, oh, my God, he's so cute, that guy.
It's such a 12-year-old girl phenom. Is that the thing?
But it's a guy thing, too, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true.
It's books. Books are back in a big way.
Yes. Sweet. I mean, good.
You're out. The movie guy's out. Book guy's in.
The book guys.
I mean, if you like the Lorax, you know, you'll love this, right?
Exactly.
Oh, no. Did you just slam me, Adam Witt? Did you just slam me?
No. I mean, just saying, books.
I can kick you.
It's just like a literary adaptation time of year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Girl with a dragon tattoo.
Exactly. If you like that.
Lorax.
You're going to love the Lorax.
Well, what about John Carter? That came out a couple weeks ago, right? What happened with that?
Also based on a book.
Yeah?
Yes.
By William S. Burroughs. What was his name? Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Edgar Rice Burroughs. Tarzan guy.
That's a different book, actually, the William S. Burroughs one. Yeah, John Carter. I have seen John Carter. I didn't want to put too much pressure on the director is Andrew Stanton.
Mm-hmm. From Finding Nemo and Wall-E.
Yeah.
Two-time Oscar winner.
So this is his first live-action movie, unless you've seen the trailer.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a lot of computer generation.
Oh, yeah.
Damn near animated, right?
So did you like it?
I did. It really reminded me of, like, there was a Flash Gordon cartoon when I was a kid that I was really obsessed with, like a late 70s Flash Gordon cartoon. And it was, like, very swashbuckling, you know, spacey, but also sort of sword and sandal, sword and sorcery kind of thing. And put me in that kind of mind. But it is a boys' movie. I would not suggest it to this side of the table necessarily.
Now, wait a minute.
Exactly.
For the second time, Adam, in my studio, I'm going to have to kick your ass.
No, wait a second. No.
I got your back, Laura.
Thanks, Stacey.
Hi-ya!
Just like early on in Tron Legacy and early on in Green Lantern, I could tell this movie was not for my wife. Like, early in John Carter. Let me just tell you. Early in John Carter, when the Tharks are on Barsoom talking about, you know, the clans fighting on Mars, you know, the Karen's just, my wife is just out at that point.
So that's, did she tap you on the shoulder and say, I'll meet you at the Nordstrom Rack?
Yeah, it's no Bill Murray, no dogs, I'm done.
Although the point we make is that the movie should be called John Carter of Mars, because, of course, that's a really good title for a movie in which a guy named John Carter goes to Mars. But they just called it John Carter, we think, to trick women into going to
perhaps
this movie.
I thought maybe it was that guy from ER, so I was a little confused.
Ah. You know, you think John Carter, Drew Barrymore could be in that. Maybe I'll go. But no, of Mars, and you're not going, right?
Right, no, exactly. Not going.
I heard that the movie was the worst piece of crap ever. Is that true?
It is like the thing to do in Hollywood now, to just crap all over that movie. But we disagree. I think there's fun to be had.
Yeah, I think there's a certain element that wants to hate certain movies that are coming out so bad. Like, I think The Onion did an article one time about, you know, a young kid excited to hate The Hulk when it comes out, you know, because it's like there was a backlash against computer generation. And I guess people are just excited about that. I mean, you know, it's been a while since George Lucas put out anything that they could hate. I mean, well, except I guess 3D recently, but nobody paid attention to that. They saved up all their hate for John Carter, I guess. I don't know.
But you didn't hate it.
No. I thought it was fun. I mean, it kept its pace. I mean, look, it's kind of an empty vessel. It's not, you know, you're not going to feel like, you're not going to learn as much about yourself and your fellow man, woman, as you might in, like, The Help.
Okay.
But John Carter's just not going to play that game.
So John Carter is not like The Help, just to clarify. Just,
well,
just
to wanted clarify to shrink that. Down a
different
review.
Movies. Yes.
They're both based on books, to bring it back around.
But with that, you know, it's a very a thickly plotted movie. I mean, there's space politics, religion, and sci-fi, and then when all that starts to get a little too much, they will just throw a really great action sequence at you. And there are three of them that I think are super impressive, including one you've seen in the poster, perhaps, with the giant white apes, a big Colosseum-type gladiator fight between Carter and two apes. And he is, you know, has this different reaction to gravity on Mars, so he can jump these crazy heights, and the effects abound, and it's really exciting. And then you get back into the real dense plot again, and you're either into that or you're not. I think if you pay attention, you know, it can be enjoyable.
I was just noticing that he does not wear a shirt for a fair amount of it, so that alone could maybe help a bit. But
on this
not
side of the table.
On this side of the table. We're like Congress. Okay, continue across the aisle.
No, what he's Taylor Kitsch, right? That's his name. So you can
Taylor Kitsch.
But you can continue to be excited because he's in Battleship, I believe, another movie you would otherwise not go to. That's coming out this summer. So okay. He's the man of the hour right now.
All right, what are the other movies happening here? What are we...
I went to see a movie called Friends with Kids.
See, that's my kind of movie.
There you go.
On this side of the table.
On this side of the table.
Well, you know, as someone living out the eternal adolescence in Los Angeles, I was excited to see this movie because it seems like a couple that don't have kids, and then the friends who are their friends have kids, and then everything starts to go south, and they start to have, you know, the crazy work schedule and the stress and everything, and how will it affect the couple that don't have kids? So I was really excited to see that. And then, early in the movie, that couple, they have a kid. And so, they are not married. They are not even dating. They are just friends who each want a kid. So they say, well, let's have one. Then we can raise it together in a completely emotion-free relationship. So for me, this movie doesn't work for anybody. The guy who wanted to go in and just see, you know, parents goofed on with in typical romantic comedy ways with babies and everything. Nope, not for me. And if you, like, really enjoy having kids and you want to be and you're a responsible parent, you're really going to not care for the idea of two emotionless people having a baby, and that you can't get behind. So it's kind of a tough movie to warm up to.
But how was the plot? I mean, besides the Peter Pan adolescent factor that you brought to the table,
yes.
What, did you actually think that it was funny or well-written?
Unfortunately, it gets bogged down in romantic comedy hurdles. You know, you just know what's coming next. And by the end, they really just didn't know what to do and got themselves trapped in some really serious potholes of romantic comedy traps, to the point where a character's driving along and he's thinking of the girl and then he has to turn the car around. You know, you've seen that stuff a million times.
But I fall for it every time.
sadly, all that stuff bogs down a movie that otherwise has really good dialogue. Jennifer Westfeldt is the filmmaker, and she wrote Kissing Jessica Stein, which came out a while back. And somehow she got a great cast involved. You were a big fan of Bridesmaids, right?
Yes, I was.
So you might want to check this out just to see Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph in this film. And Jennifer Westfeldt's husband is John Hamm, so he's in it as well.
All right.
Oh, thank goodness. John Hamm's in something.
Yes.
That guy never works. I just think it's really interesting because I have the movie guys here, the movie guys on broad topics, and movie guys, I'm going to lay it down. Every review I have read of those two films has said the exact opposite of what you guys have said. Everybody loves Friends with Kids and everybody hates John Carter. So you are like... You are like the Antichrist of movies.
Yes.
In this.
Man, I like that.
Well, there you go. There's a catchphrase. We've been looking for a catchphrase
You're
for
welcome.
The website. The Antichrist of movies.
I'm just wondering, though, because I think it's just a different perspective that you guys have. Do you find that you generally agree with reviews that come out as the movie guys, or do you find that you have sort of a certain demographic that you represent?
Well, I think the more movies you review, and now we've been doing this for a while, the more you just say, you know, I'm not going to go along with whatever everybody else is saying. I got my own opinion on this, and I'm going to stick by it. So
usually when I review a movie, like if I review something for the website or whatever, I bring like a lot of my own personality into that, and I fully acknowledge that I'm not typical in these certain ways. Usually I set up my reviews a little bit with that about my sort of attitude about it. Like, you know, I mean, John Carter gave me everything I needed it to. Mm-hmm. I could think if I went in on a much more ordinary people level and decided to judge John Carter, I could give you that full review that I feel I've seen for years and years and years growing up of the big critics that sometimes give movies that I was like, I don't know if you were going to the right Return of the Jedi. You know, I know what you were looking for, but, you know, even so, for most of my life, I've been like, I don't know. There's something to be said about giving your point of viewer, who you are as a viewer, before saying, Ghost Rider was great. You know, it's not great. It's a horrible movie. But let me tell you why it's great to me or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah,
and that's the whole point of reviewing, yeah. I think, is you know, you're representing a unique point of view.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool.
If I was required to go along with box office, I would think the three Lord of the Rings movies were amazing. I didn't.
I agree with you.
Yeah? So melodramatic, right?
The guys and the broads can be friends.
Yes. Don't let my husband hear you say that. He thinks that that's the greatest movie on the kingdom.
I think it
sucks.
Stacey.
It does have giants and dwarves and stuff. You might be prepared for exaggeration. That's all I would say.
What? So, Movie Guys, how do we find you and get your reviews?
Check us out at themovieguys.net. And if you're in the L.A. area, come on out April 5th to the Second City Hollywood. We have a live comedy show all about the movies the first Thursday of every month. That is our next one.
Excellent. We will be looking forward to all of those things. Thanks for joining us. Paul Preston, Adam Witt, the Movie Guys.
The Movie Guys.
Everybody else, take a quick break, listen to a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with Broad Topics.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.